With your money briefing, I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Young people ages 16 to 25 have an alarming lack of knowledge about saving money and debt management. Are their parents any help? We'll go into detail in a moment. First, these money and market stories you need to know. More good news for the U.S. economy. Durable goods orders rose 0.2% in July. The strong demand has been a shot in the arm to U.S. manufacturers, driven by higher oil prices that spurred energy sector investment and solid growth in some foreign markets. Plus, the Trump administration's late 2017 tax overhaul encouraged broader business investment. Only piece of bad news in the durable goods report was a steeper-than-expected drop in transportation equipment orders, and specifically non-defense aircraft and parts orders. It was led for the most part by Boeing, which saw several canceled orders in July. Wall Street Journal intelligent investor columnist Jason Zweig writes that behavioral economists have a message for investors. That cocky voice in your head is wrong. A main hallmark of behavioral economies is that people are overconfident. That is, they believe they know more than they do, or they assume their knowledge is more precise than it is. Plus, people often fall into a trap known as confirmation bias, which leads most people to seek out evidence supporting what they already believe or to ignore data that might disprove their beliefs. Jason Zweig also details other behavioral findings, such as short-term losses or costs often blind investors to the pursuit of longer-term rewards, and the so-called sunk cost fallacy, which leads many people to keep trying to justify a past decision even after it's become obvious that it was a mistake. And the Wall Street Journal real estate desk reports that billionaire investor Warren Buffett is slashing the price of his California beach house to $7.9 million after putting it on the market for $11 million in February 2017. Don't feel too bad, though, for Buffett. If the property sells for its new asking price, he'll still make an impressive return, having paid just $150,000 for the home in the early 1970s. For some people, the financial scars left by the Great Recession of a decade ago are still fresh and instilled a new set of lessons. For many young people who saw firsthand the impact of the recession on their families, their financial outlook remains upbeat. Charles Schwab Senior Vice President Carrie Schwab Pomerantz is here with the results of a recent survey of young people about their financial outlook. So, Carrie, young adults aged 16 to 25 were surveyed, and not only are they upbeat about their financial future, but they see it as being brighter than their parents.
Yeah, it's really interesting. This study, well, first of all, we wanted to conduct the study because these are young adults on the cusp of independence. And like you mentioned, these young people grew up in the midst of this Great Recession. And we do talk so much about older adults, you know, have they recovered from a job or from increases in their salaries and so forth? But we never talk about how it affected our youth at the time. And so these 16 to 25-year-olds were as young as first grade. So imagine how impressionable and how much it can really affect how they think about money and behave. There's definitely some great outcomes from the lessons that they've learned. There's some optimism, perhaps a little unrealistic, and also some of their behaviors that show that they could use a little more education.
You know, there was something very troubling from the survey. More than one-third of the respondents said they skipped a meal because they didn't have enough money. And that seems to translate to a lack of knowledge about debt and money management.
There was definitely some different outcomes or behaviors that we learned about these youth. And definitely the whole notion that they are skipping a meal tells us that they're not really understanding how to budget and prioritize their money. Also, as you mentioned, we found that there's a big misunderstanding around debt management in particular, where there's a misunderstanding of what good debt is versus bad debt. A big portion of these young adults think that home mortgages is bad debt, and while a third think that credit card debt is good debt.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm. And also a big portion of these young adults say that if they were given $1,000 cash, I think only 3% would put it to debt payment. And so not to, again, do they understand how to manage money?
There's also a desire among the young people surveyed to learn how to manage money, and they see their parents as good role models. So at least they recognize a gap in knowledge, and they definitely want to learn more about what they don't know.
I was really pleased to see that they put such a high priority in financial independence from their parents. Again, you know, with the, I'll say the millennials, so many of them couldn't find jobs. They were very dependent on their parents. So I think they've learned that independence is really important. They also, you know, and I've been studying this, by the way, for many, many years, and it's music to my ears when I see that these young people putting high priority on learning how to save and how to budget, and also saving and investing for retirement. That's a biggie, you know, because we do want our youth, we want young people right out of college, even in high school if they have jobs, starting to save for retirement.
A lot of times when you start off with a salary out of college, it seems like, oh, I'm going to take 6% out of my salary and put it away. I'm never going to see it again. But like you said, it's really important for people to recognize the importance of that particular product, of a 401k or an IRA or what have you.
Well, a lot of young people, they think, okay, 6% of my income, but of course, because they're not taxed on that, it's actually less than 6%. And also, many corporations today, not everyone, but provide a 401k match. So we always tell people to at least save up to the company match. I know it, you know, most companies, they match about 50%. And so that's, if you don't save that much, then you're walking away from, you know, 50% return.
Yeah, it's like you're walking away from money
that's
being handed to you.
Yes.
You know, if we take a step back, there's a need here to educate the parents to instill the right set of financial values in their children.
So another part, or what I consider the good news of this survey, is that young adults said that their parents, or more of them said that their parents talk about money more than they talk about sex and drugs. And again, I've been following attitudes and behaviors among all different folks, and this is a complete flip-flop. So, in today's environment, parents are talking more to their children, or, you know, their young adult children. There's more transparency. I'm sure it's, the whole technology world's flat, Facebook and so forth. So to me, that's a good news but what we want to make sure is that parents are imparting the correct principles of money management, right? So they really truly do get the right information.
All right. And as students go away to college during August, and maybe students who graduated and are off on their first apartment or first place to live, maybe it's a good idea for parents to at least refresh them with solid financial information.
Absolutely.
That is Charles Schwab, Senior Vice President, Carrie Schwab Pomerantz, joining us here in our studio. Carrie, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.